Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Feeling lucky? You should be. Meet the new Lucky One Sweet Tea from Miss Peaches, the vodka drink that's positively doing good. Made with real tea and real vodka, non-carbonated, 100 calories. And here's the scoop. Their new sweet tea is the only vodka-based sweet tea on the market. Simple ingredients in a smooth, full flavor that makes it taste just like the real sweet tea. Best part? Every can helps rescue dogs find their forever homes as they work to a goal of donating $1 million to dog rescues in 2026. So if you love true sweet tea, this one's a no-brainer. Pick up a Lucky One sweet tea today and give back one can at a time.
All right, welcome. A little special surprise commentary. Jeff Lowe.
PFT. What's up?
Ken Jack.
No Trill. Shout out to Trill. Doing some work.
Isn't it weird how me and Trill never appear at the same time? We never talk at the same time?
Yeah.
That's really strange.
That is, like Buddy Pounce.
That's really weird. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the surprise is, I'm sure you've read the title already, we are going to be doing commentary on the first episode of The Slap.
Here, there's a lot of slapping in this one.
Yeah, there is. We don't know anything about this show except the fact that it has Uma Thurman, Zachary Quinto, Tandy Newton, some other characters, I guess. We don't even know if the slap happens in the beginning of the episode. Does it start with the slap? I don't know. You can rent this on YouTube. Otherwise, I'm not sure you can find it anywhere else. So we're going to try to turn the audio up so you can hear it a little bit.
So we paid for this?
We did. We rented this for $2.99. There's literally nowhere else you can find it, and we're not in the illegal streaming business. We don't do that. Don't do that. So, okay, we have the Slap logo just appeared on the TV.
Kind of looks like the Office font.
It does. It does. We're going to click play in 3, 2, 1, and we're off. All right.
On the day before his 40th birthday, Hector Apostolou had only one thing on his mind.
Narration?
Oh, yes. Connie.
Oh, look at that.
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist advertisement in the corner. Yeah, nice.
For a moment, he luxuriated in the memory of her. Then he made
you think there's a slap subreddit? 100%.
We
should check that out.
I'm going to find that right now. The slap.
Especially the Australian version, right?
The Australian version is very popular.
Yeah. We need you to put out
that's
a fire.
They say hello in Australia is just slapping somebody.
That's the weirdest looking fireman I've ever seen.
We call the handshake down there.
Hey, surprise birthday. Surprise birthday for a white guy in the office who doesn't really want one.
Yeah. Last moment we could suck up before you become deputy commissioner.
Yeah. NFL officers.
Now you're officially jumping the gun. Thanks, guys.
Oh, it's that guy. That's like a bad guy in a million movies.
Really?
Yeah.
This guy?
Yeah.
It's Peter Skarsgård.
Who is he the bad guy in very recently? I gotta look that up.
We've done so much.
Surprise party is kind of a dick move because you surprise the person and then all of a sudden they have to give a speech.
Yes.
More livable. I'd be so mad.
The shining city that it wants to be, so none of us can afford to live here.
Oh, Magnificent Seven. That's what I was thinking of.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't remember that.
I guess I got it.
He's bald, I think, in it.
Hector?
Oh. Reddit post? Okay. So after four episodes now, are you Team Harry or Team Hugo? All right, we got to pick
it out.
We got to figure out at the end if we're Team Harry or Team Hugo.
Hello. All right.
No, Zachary Quinto didn't really slap a kid on the slap. Zero comments. Yeah.
Did they use a stunt kid for the slap?
40. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I understand. I've never met her, but I totally get it. I know the pressures you're under, too.
I love off-camera dialogue is actually very good.
She's a great choice. Listen, Carl, I totally get it, and I'm honored to continue to serve you.
Didn't get the job.
Absolutely.
That'll make you slap somebody right there.
Uh-huh. Yep.
You don't get a promotion on your birthday?
I also love right. phone calls in shows or movies where you don't hear anyone on the other line.
Yeah, that's just saying.
Do you think that they actually had somebody talking to him on the other end? Because if not, that's a tremendous acting job right there.
That's Emmy worthy. NBC is so fucking somber with their shows. A nice brownstone.
Yeah, just gonna limp home to my brownstone apartment in New York City.
Ugh, what a shame.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's in West Village. That's you're doing okay.
This guy's rich as shit.
Yeah.
There's so many cliche shots, and we've seen this show for about 2 minutes already.
Whose house is this?
So it is his, yeah, because he's married to Tandy Newton's character. Okay, and here hurts you all down.
It'd be funnier if it wasn't his house.
Yeah. I wish we didn't know who got slapped, and that was like a whodunit. Which of these two kids on screen is going to get slapped first?
Will you come talk to your children and listen to your father?
The lights go out, and when they turn on, there's a kid just holding his face. It's like 10 little Indians.
Clean up the mess. Come on.
Can deputy commissioner arrest people?
No, but as your father, I have the power to arrest you for life.
Wait, so he's a cop?
Leaves their backpack in front.
Wait, what?
No, I think deputy, like, fire marshals have the ability to arrest somebody.
Okay.
It's a park ranger.
Actually, we all do, under one of the amendments.
You can citizen arrest
citizens
everybody.
Arrest. Yeah.
Oh, you have no idea. There's flu everywhere.
She's like, I'm so excited. I just talked to the pool installer today, and we're all ready to go. It's like the plot for National Lampoon's Christmas. He's already spent his promotion money on a pool.
Make her stop. No, love, just call her and ask the goddess of Parnassus not to bring
her. A public servant has this kind of dough.
I promise.
Living in a brownstone.
Hang on, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Big news. What happened?
Oh, here we go.
How'd it go?
Well.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Well, tell me, what did he say?
Liar.
How did he let you know? Give me the details, love. Did he take you upstairs?
That's how you know she's British.
Was the mayor there?
If you didn't know yet, she referred to him as love.
He didn't decide he's going to take the weekend, so...
Oh.
I was just putting it off.
He's not going to let you know till Monday. That's just a sadist.
Procrastinator.
How do you put up with those people?
Well, they start a lot of fires.
The city government works in a mysterious
what
way.
What a douche. She's pinning the blame on them. And they've already given the answer.
In order to get me more money, I've been starting fires all across the city to make it seem like we need more firemen, so...
Oh, I just need a beat.
Of course, and a record player.
What a douche. When did this come out? What time of the year did it come out? I loved shows that are released that are depressing as fuck in, like, the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the first season. Who the fuck is this?
That's not his wife.
Yeah. They don't know you like I know you.
What the fuck?
What the fuck just happened?
She's just quoting
what?
The yeah, yeah, yeahs to him.
Who is this?
Khaleesi?
Dream scene.
God,
wrong. Babysitter?
Is he still home? Huh?
I don't know what just happened.
Yep.
His reverie shattered. Hector took solace in the clarity of his life's limits.
Fuck.
What?
And in knowing that his few transgressions.
You can't shut the narrator off for that long.
In his dreams.
What was he? He was just listening to like sexy music.
Who was that talking right there? That wasn't the same narrator at the start, was it?
No.
Lucas Hedges?
Lucas fucking Hedges is in this show. What the fuck?
Oh, wait, no, we did know this. We talked about this. Remember
really?
You said, did he get slapped?
I don't remember that. Oh, yeah.
Whenever I listen to smooth jazz, I immediately get erect as well. It's nothing new.
All right, hold on. I got to feel. Oh, this is... I think each episode's named after one person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Asleep.
It's not cheating if you cheat on somebody with a different accent, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. 4-year-old deputy commissioner.
It's okay, sweetie. I used a condom.
No, she had this weird Baltimore thing going on. You know, basically like I was jacking off.
What is this hand mark on my face?
Yeah, this came out in February through April. That's a depressing enough time. It's winter.
It filled the void after the NFL season was over.
Can you imagine that getting an ad for this, like right after like closed NBC or the NFL season?
Adam, be a nice older brother and
share.
Okay, what's up with the potato chips? It's breakfast time. Let's eat breakfast food. Why don't you guys go outside and play something? It's a beautiful fall day. Okay.
Happy birthday.
Our potato
Thank
chip
you.
Cereal.
Dad, I didn't want him to go. I just wanted him to play with me.
He'll be back.
You know, ranch, sour cream.
That's our first product placement of the day. That was actually Pringles.
Who puts Pringles in a bowl?
That's true.
That's a wild move right there.
That is.
That's worse than slapping a kid. It's child abuse, yeah.
So much rain.
Oh, now he likes her, now that his sexy music isn't on.
I'm so behind.
So am I.
Looking for your smokes, don't bother. I chucked them.
Okay.
Well, you said you were stopping.
Tomorrow.
If you really want them, they're in the trash.
Can't we just tell them not to come today?
Oh, God, what a great idea.
I'm not kidding. Let's cancel. Go out to dinner, rent a hotel room, just you and me. Come on.
Hey, love, there's 20 people coming. I've been working on this for 2 days. You've been really unhelpful. Come on.
Of course.
And speaking of which, did you call your mom?
I got the little machine.
You know, this party is going to have one hell of a moment.
Does the slap happen episode one? It better, right?
Really, if it doesn't, I'm going to be very upset.
If this slap doesn't... I mean, I honestly... we have never watched this fucking show. Ever.
It'd be funny if it cut off, like, right before he does the slap. Like, it lives under cliffhangers if he didn't know it was going to happen.
That's what the commercials were like, right?
Yeah.
It like, faded to black real quick.
Mm-hmm.
No, you see the slap.
I thought you just saw the like, pullback and then the aftermath.
No, you see it, because we use it for those videos, those fake-out videos.
Yeah, but is that from the trailer?
Or is it is from the trailer. It's true.
It is?
The commercial may not have been.
Yeah.
It's a little too inappropriate for network TV.
To see Connie and to get tranquilizers.
What?
He would not turn left, but go straight and stay straight.
He's kind of a pussy,
mm-hmm.
is what that should imply. Hector sucks.
Hector's an awesome name.
Yeah.
He can't have the name Hector.
Felicity Jump, Dollar Store Felicity Jones, that was kind of mean, but that's who it looked like there for a second. It does kind of look like Khaleesi as well.
Is this really his side piece? He actually has one?
Yeah. I really like this. I don't want it to stop.
Really?
Wow, I'm convinced.
Yeah. I just want to sit here till it's over.
I just love sex. It's so good to me.
Is this happening?
Yeah, I've listened to this about 500 times.
Oh, okay.
And every time, it's like it's so slow, I feel like it could stop, but it doesn't.
What's the movie we saw recently with the fake prostitute scene?
Blade Runner 2049?
No, but also, yes.
I don't know. So I guess he listens to this song whenever he's with this side piece.
He's conditioned himself. It's like Pavlov's dog.
Yeah. He just gets boners every time I saw it.
Aisha paid you, right?
I mean, that's how I am to Casey and JoJo. Just thinking back to like a middle school dance.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh, never mind. I was thinking of Ozarks.
Well, then, good night.
Absolute killer dialogue for these two characters. Great script of one-line answers.
Those feet.
Hector considered what might happen if he allowed things to go any further with Connie.
It sounds like he's listening to a book on tape.
Humiliation, divorce, loneliness.
It does. I'm despair. Trying to figure out who this actress is.
Suicide.
That looked really fake, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
That clinic, that was like CGI.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
No. This
I do understand.
This bill. You don't do not.
She's a clinic worker.
I should not have gotten this invoice.
I know, but your insurance that won't take this code.
But it's...
Oh, so she's his pill plug?
The tranquilizers.
Wait, so he works at the clinic.
No, but he's a deputy commissioner.
That's her office? What's he doing?
Is that a good thing?
I don't know, but it
also... Wait, what book is she reading? That's definitely some foreshadowing, whatever it is. The Death and Life.
It says Tandy Newton's character is a director of a clinic, so I think maybe she works at the...
She's really? Her boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. Who is that?
I thought it was really cool. Her ideas about how cities are like living organisms and how they grow and they learn and... Anyway, thank you.
What was it?
It's a critique of 1950s housing policy, the death and life of American cities.
Oh, she is the babysitter. That's all it says in here on Wikipedia. She is the babysitter.
Listen, do you think anything could get you hornier than a critique of 1950s?
Listen to some of the chapters in the book. The significance of sidewalks.
All right.
The role of parks.
All right, relax. I'm wearing shorts here.
Yeah, this is.
This is scintillating.
Pretty naturally how people would bond over this. So sidewalk is where people spit and get mad at each other. Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
I have to go and see what this woman wants.
What's a park?
Wants.
Well, it's where homeless guys jerk off. Oh, yeah. Are we ever going to clean the bathrooms in the park? No. Absolutely not.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, that's okay. That's his wife's desk, for sure.
So his wife works at the place
at the clinic
with her. Okay, that's complicated.
With the kid, who's also the babysitter.
Do I make you horny when I say Upton Sinclair?
Oh, there's the kid. There's the kid.
Okay,
that's the kid that gets slapped. Okay,
that little bastard.
Listen, I don't want to jump to conclusions, but it feels like that kid deserves it.
He
already does. Yeah,
just cargo shorts right off the bat. My first read.
Here's Guy from Newsroom. Terrible show. Forget his name.
Wait, what?
That was a pretty intense hello.
What the hell was that?
That must be his sister.
You can't kiss your sister on the neck. What the fuck?
It's not too early to start losing your soul.
I'm going to do this to my brother the next time I see him. Just walk up and like kiss him on the nape of the neck. What's up, bro?
Wait, the sister and the wife just looked at each other really nasty.
Yeah, because they don't like the mom.
Oh, mom with foreign accent. Can probably push food on people. Typically what? Typically what that means. Is she Italian?
The artist painter person.
Gary, we gave you the painting last Christmas.
Yes, of course we loved it. But why you make the girl?
Some sort of like Eastern Euro.
Oh, yeah.
She's my sister.
Oh, poor thing.
Yeah.
Aisa, here, coffee cake. The Jews are so much better than the Greeks at dessert.
Yep.
Okay, so she's vaguely Jewish.
Very anti-Semitic.
Wait, but she said Jews are better than the Greeks at dessert?
Oh, so I guess you can't be anti-Semitic if you say they're better.
So I think she's Jewish.
Oh, yeah.
I thought she was buying it, and then she was just saying as a critique of the food.
Ah.
Oh, Brian Cox, hell yeah.
He must be the narrator.
Maybe? His voice is too gravelly, I think. That guy's, the narrator's just pretty smooth.
Can I watch a movie?
Where's Zach Quinto?
For the homeless.
I said there'd be a lot of food.
Mm-hmm. That is a ton of food.
Yep. Foreign mother in America. They're making a ton of food. Always do.
Can you imagine going from training Braveheart to this role?
You have no idea.
No, I remember. My hair went white overnight.
That's a shit awful fucking accent right there.
There
he is. It is in a Range Rover. Oh, I love Zach Quinto so much.
That's just an impractical car for the city.
That's so impractical. His parks are the hydrant, too.
Really? Especially if you're going to
no, that's Brooklyn. I retract my West Village
comment. Okay, so that's Hector's mom and dad.
Park it on the street?
Yeah. Hector's mom and dad.
Park it on the street.
That's how you do it. Man.
Why does everyone do these weird physical greetings? Like, I don't even know how he's related to this guy. I just slapped him in the face.
The mom's name is Maria Tucci, and she is not related to Stanley Tucci.
So far, this feels like Big Little Lies without a set of balls.
Happy to see you. I'll be back.
Happy birthday, mister.
You know they're close when they get the left hand to right hand handshake.
Over 40.
What the fuck? Is that Uma Thurman?
Thank you. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
with some like Brooklyn hipster kid?
Ooh, I've been fasting all week.
That's a deep V. That is a deep V neck.
It's a massive V neck.
It's like down to his nips.
Oh, or a stretched out regular t-shirt and he's got the bacon neck.
Uh huh.
Michael Jordan would not be happy.
He would yell at you with that Hitler mustache.
Who is this kid? Okay, so Uma Thurman's character's name is Anouk Latham. Hector's childhood friend and executive producer of a TV series.
Ooh. Is this just like a catch-all party for everybody?
I don't like... Yeah, what's the... Oh, the party, it's his birthday.
It's also kind of weird to have a birthday party for a grown man.
They're all Greek, I just realized.
Oh, they are all Greek?
Yeah, the last name is Apostolou.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. I did see that already.
No,
smart.
No, Anouk did. She thought the actress wasn't smart enough.
Smart. Anyone can be smart. This girl was fun. Here, let's clear some of this away so that we have more room. Hmm?
Why don't we leave everything as it is and I'll put some of yours in
okay,
there.
So Zach Quinto is Hector's cousin.
Well,
and he's a rare automobile dealer. which is definitely not super racist against Greece.
Hugo.
Okay.
Hugo. Okay, first thing.
Hugo's the kid?
Yeah. Yeah, so, okay. So first instance, Hugo ran into Zachary Quinto.
Please, Eddie Cole, anything for you, huh?
The first offense. A little kid with the name Hugo with that hair is asking for it.
Okay, so 1 point, Team Hector?
Yeah, Team Hector so far.
Wait, which one's Hector?
Hector is the dad, right? Skarsgård.
So why did I say Team Hector or Team Hector?
Harry is Zach Quinto. Hugo is the kid.
I applaud this movie in terms of its progressiveness for showing Greek people as not just being, like, very, very fat and hairy. Because most times it's a very easy way to show in a movie or a TV show that it's a Greek family just by having a bunch of, like, very overweight, hairy people yelling at each other all the time.
I think their way of compensating for that was Zach Quinto, because Zach Quinto is one of, like, the hairiest men alive.
Yeah.
Okay, they just showed... All right, so, okay, Hugo's now playing with fucking... Oh, he's throwing vinyl!
He's throwing vinyl?
Fuck, no. Slap this... Yeah!
Yeah, you want to slap him. You want to slap the little shit?
Enabling mother. Enabling mother. He didn't mean anything. It's a shit kid.
Yeah. What's the thought process for letting your kid have, like, really long hair? Oh, he's breastfeeding?
Oh, my God.
Like, does the kid want the long hair, or do the parents want it?
The kids are going to be really excited. Come in, hey.
Oh, no.
Babysitting.
Oh.
There he is.
Wait, Lucas. Wait, is Lucas Hedges the boyfriend of the mistress?
Yeah.
Best friend of Connie, it says.
So, yes, I got you this at Bergen Street Comics. It's about buildings, because I know how much she loves.
Okay, the wife should know already. You're buying this guy, you're buying my husband comics?
I got you, wait, no, it's a book about buildings, she said.
Oh, okay.
Because this guy loves just cities.
Okay. He's fucking Ted Mosby, basically.
This guy played hours of SimCity growing up when he was a kid.
This literally is just How I Met Your Mother, like a really sad episode of How I Met Your Mother.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's a board game called Buildings.
Oh, Harry is Zachary Quinto.
Yeah, that's what I said.
So Harry or Hugo. So Team Harry has 2 points already. None for Hugo. Because, dude, throwing vinyls, that's offensive.
Wow, what a deep quote.
That is deep. Whoa. Jazz is the notes that they don't play.
Hey.
Cooking up some dogs.
You're making a guy cook on his own fucking birthday?
I think that's a grill master thing. It's like you want to cook.
You can't let anyone else cook in your house.
You never let another man touch your grill.
That's a good point.
Yeah, you're underage.
Oh, God, she's not...
Wow.
Oh,
wow.
Whoa, she's...
And now Lucas had just taking pictures.
Now Lucas had just taken pictures of them.
A nice camera.
This is not going to work out well for Hector.
I'll give you a penny a pick if you go around and get some shots of all this.
All right, yeah. Okay.
A penny a pick?
I like how he's, like, actually happy about that, not like, funny joke.
There's the birthday boy.
Let me double...
Hey, Carlos.
Who?
How you doing?
Come on. All right, let's stop throwing... Oh, another long-haired kid? Let's relax in the characters.
Oh, God, please. Just let him be able to talk. Turns out he's actually pretty smart. Mm-hmm. So are you serious about him?
I would be.
Victor Garber was the... This guy is the narrator, by the way. And I know his face immediately.
From Alias.
Yep.
Yeah. Also, he gets the shit beat out of him in The Town.
Oh, yes, he sure is. And he's assassins, that's right.
So
and Argo as well. He's a Canadian ambassador.
Lucas Hedges is Richie Jonah.
I haven't heard you say that about anybody. I mean,
Connie's best friend. Okay, they're not dating.
That's what I said. There's now 10 facts in this commentary in which I've said them, and then 10 minutes later by the way.
I'm too deep into the Wikipedia.
Let's not. The last time we met, you were explaining to me how it's actually the one...
That kind of looks like a knockoff Nick Kroll.
To be fair, there are tons of characters in this fucking thing.
A billion.
Blythe Danner, she's in this?
So the only gauge I can use is what it costs. You think I'm trying to offend you or something? I'm trying to have a real conversation.
Don't. We don't have to. You're saying that because you don't know anything about art, you need a price tag to assess whether or not I'm any good.
Exactly.
Which means that my paintings and your used cars occupy the same economic aesthetic universe.
There you go.
And that makes me want to go on a killing spree.
Come on, you guys.
Or slapping. Not a funny comment.
Come everybody. Come in the other room.
It's like a very cool and natural thing to say at a party. I want to go on a killing spree.
It looks kind of like a roided up Joe Flacco.
Yeah, a little bit.
So let's get this straight. Let's do a little reset here. Hugo's parents, he's still breastfed. He's like, what, like six?
Yeah.
She enables him, and then his father is like a hippie art guy.
Mom, this is too much.
The children need to see.
Where do they get their money from?
Yeah.
some family money.
An octopus fresh from the sea, roasted on a log.
Octopus?
Thank you so much.
See, Rocco, Sandy, this is how you do it, Andy Club.
I don't like... Maybe they'll establish it in the episodes about the other characters.
Maybe they found out that the kid is part from Cyprus. And that's why they just slap it.
They all want to slap him.
Yeah.
he goes, Dad spilled beer on... Oh, they're arguing a little bit.
Aisha, my dear, what is it?
Oh, no, I just don't know if I can... Because we're so understaffed at the clinic and we lost a doctor and it's just... Oh, but no, it's amazing.
I'm sure you can work it out, my dear.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait, what'd they give
us? Okay, tickets to Greece?
You don't want
to
go, because
that what it was?
Fun.
I don't know.
Come on, Aisha.
Hey.
Yeah, I think it was tickets to Greece.
My husband nearly dropped dead from work. The biggest cop.
They gave them ticket books, which people still give out
very,
for tickets.
Very real
people
thing.
Still receive yeah. ticket books, like in Home Alone.
I went to a travel agent, actually. Another
actually, they are old, so they do probably go to travel.
That was a big thing in my high school, is selling like coupon books as
yeah.
a fundraiser. It's like, hey, there's over $400 worth of savings in here. I know you don't have any kids that need braces, but you know, there's $200 off orthodontist.
The one in our local, the one for our high school or middle school, would always be Sonic coupons.
Nice.
Oh, talking in Greek?
I'm not in the old country, but that I don't manage my wife.
Dad's a bit of a sexist.
You manage your wife or she manages you.
She just take a piss with the door open? What the fuck? The sound travels through the house. Why would you do that?
We'll figure out this trip thing.
No, we won't figure it out because I can't do it.
I'll talk to them.
We'll talk to them?
Yeah.
You can't even talk to them about not bringing food.
Oh,
to
you said tickets
parties.
To Greece. I thought you meant the musical.
A trip to Greece. Don't you know what that
yeah,
means?
They, the wife and the parents
I
definitely hate each other.
That I will just be the one to... Well, why don't you talk to your mother and tell her that, no, Aisha can't take a trip right now. It's that easy. And you never do it. You don't have my back.
You know, that tone you get, I wish you could hear yourself.
You know what? Just go to Greece without me.
Maybe I will.
Please, I can talk about this now.
I can already tell what.
Yeah, take the 20-year-old to Greece.
Yeah, right.
It's your birthday party.
Oh, great. Do that.
I know that's technically like international kidnapping, but
it was your idea. Maybe now
fun.
At least you could let me enjoy it. You think?
Worth noting that none of these people so far are likable at all. They're all shitheads.
I like Zach Quinto still.
Okay, that's
true. He's a dick.
I'm ready. I hope he slaps this kid.
Hey, Adam, man, look, you're the host, right? Let's. What's going on?
I kind of like the mistress.
Okay.
I mean, she's thoughtful.
She is.
She knows what he likes. She's like playing into his interests. She clearly has feelings for him. She brought along some little cuck to the party that she knew would not be threatening to her man squeeze.
God, this kid sucks.
Ooh, we don't do that.
I hate it.
Hey. Ooh.
Jesus, throwing the iPad?
Yeah, because he loves vinyl.
Come on.
This is an analog kid.
Dad.
No whining.
Strike three for Hugo.
Hugo's actually the kid that parents brag about on Twitter. Like, yeah, my 5-year-old walked up to me and said, I want to talk about the military-industrial complex.
I did say before this started that I was hoping they'd give me a reason to root for him to get slapped. We're really we've reached that point. Yeah. Everyone knows you're talking shit right now.
Yeah.
Like you wouldn't be speaking in Greek if you weren't talking shit.
The funny thing is, like, when I went to Greece, the Greeks were like, didn't give a shit if you knew that you were talking shit about them, or they were talking shit about you. That is, like, we'd be having a conversation, like, you'd ask them a question, and then they'd turn to each other and say something, and laugh, and like, yeah. So here's what we could do for you. Like, say what you want to say, man.
Okay.
Oh, okay, so Zachary Quinto can speak Greek. Oh,
my God,
God.
This kid sucks so bad.
Kid's a fucking douchebag. He's ripping the flowers.
You know what?
Okay.
I'm kind of Team Hugo now. He's just a little ball of destruction.
Okay, you're into
He's
okay.
like a Bart Simpson, yeah. One,
but, all right, okay.
You guys like The Simpsons? Well, then you're hypocrites if you don't like Hugo.
Really, much more of a brother to me than a cousin. He's helped me through quite a few scrapes at a... A lot of good laughs along the way, and I hate to admit it, but this guy even took my SATs for me, so.
It's fucked up.
But seriously, Anything I've ever
my
done.
My God, this kid is fucking an animal on the breast.
He's hungry as shit.
And he could have done anything he wanted with his life, but he chose to do something to help the city.
He's like a puppy.
Everyone I know wants to be rich. His mom's got like eight nipples. Powerful, and Hector wants to be good.
I mean, he's already rich.
She made him better.
That's why he doesn't want to be rich and powerful. He's already rich.
He's like insanely rich. My cousin, spirit, again, a public servant.
The last good man in America.
Cheers.
Aside from Enolis, of course. Right?
That boyfriend's going to just start taking nothing but pictures of the breastfeeding.
Yep.
He loves
back
that.
Go back to the jazz now if you absolutely must.
This is the most organic family party I've ever seen. Everyone fucking despises each other.
And they hate each other. Except for Harry and Hector.
I mean, he's literally self-medicating right
now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Mistress going after Uma Thurman's boyfriend? V-neck.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't do that.
No, you owe me a penny.
Sir, can you spare a coin, please?
You have a really good smile. It really lights up. You should
take your pants off.
God knows.
My girlfriend says you have a big dick.
Oh, oh my
God.
Back to the flowers. Okay.
Ripping up more.
That's number five. Ripping the, I'm not going to knock over breastfeeding.
You went back to rub up the flowers. Like.
All right, guys. It's time for organized sports. We have wiffle ball. Come on, let's go. Put down the screen.
Wiffle ball in like 20 by 20.
It's time for organized sports. The famous saying that we all break out at a family birthday party.
Is he a PE teacher? Nobody has those rubber bases but in elementary school.
He's got the gator skin balls. The giant parachute to shoot balls up in the air.
I got cone drills today, kids. Hey. 40 times.
Strike six.
What is he, kid?
He's watching a lot of HGTV.
Yeah, which is kind of ironic is that most Greek people don't tear up their bushes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope so, too. You know what? I was being facetious before, but I don't think there's a single thing that we agree on.
Oh,
come on, Gary. Don't be so dramatic. I'm sure we can figure something. Okay?
They don't even agree on that.
Do you think the Nazis were bad?
Oh, let's not bring the Nazis.
That's it. What? Dude, what? This guy's talking about shooting people and Nazis. Good party guy.
He's the best artist I've ever seen.
I couldn't help but notice he didn't say no. Wait,
who's going up next?
Or yes. He had
Zach Quinto, pro-Nazi.
Yeah. Yeah.
Question mark.
Possibly.
No, I'm good. I'm supposed to hit. I think I might get one.
Strike. Come on, give it, give it. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. Yeah, he's out.
Why does he have a wood bat?
Yeah. Hey, give the kid ripping up plants and smashing your vinyls and iPad the wood bat.
Yeah. Just give him weapons.
Oh, so this is obvious. They're going to get
you
caught cheating with the pictures.
Yeah. So far as 40th birthdays go. We both love our children, huh?
Is that smile. That damn
enough,
smile.
We can agree on that.
Our children are mysteries beyond our wildest comprehension, buddy. They aren't even ours. They're house guests in for a long stay.
Oh, my God.
Fuck would, you, dude. Yeah,
I want this kid to get slapped so hard.
Everyone needs to get slapped.
I would slap the guy.
Because he's rich.
It's just money. It was quite nice.
Yeah, a little too late for that, huh?
This guy's the worst house guest of all time.
You look a little...
Please.
No, I'm insanely happy.
I'm insanely happy. Happy birthday, Polly.
I don't know what happened.
Thomas Sadowski. That's right. Okay. I forgot that name.
Already.
I just know him as the guy from the newsroom.
Strike the year out. All right, who's next? Oh, here we go. You want to go?
The rich. The ruin New York. Ruining the whole world. One block at a time.
He says you have to try my macaroons.
Did he really say that? Yeah.
Oh, Hugo, you can't use that bat. You gotta use the wiffle ball bat.
I want to use this bat.
It's fine, you guys. Let him use it. He can't even hit anything anyway. All right, Hugo, you ready?
Age-wise, I would say you're like 28 and a half.
She's really pushing all the buttons he needs to hear.
Get closer so it's more obvious around your family. Oh, Thurman found out?
You're like 9 and a half.
Oh, man. Now Uma knows.
touching my cock in front of my kids. Very cool thing to do at your 40th.
It's two strikes, Hugo. One more and you're out.
At 28, I would still be too old for you.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of the camera, Lucas.
That's it, Hugo. You're out.
No, I get another turn.
No, you do. It's you.
All right. Poor sport. That's number 7.
Hey, Gary, maybe Hugo shouldn't be swinging the bat like that.
Exactly. Hugo, it's bad.
Hey, Hugo, you're out, buddy. You had 3 strikes.
Yeah, he's going to hear that and listen to you.
I'll see you later. We'll practice.
Not your turn anymore.
Here we go. Hey, it's about to happen.
Hey.
Yes.
Put down the bat right now.
I've never been more excited in my life.
Hugo, hey, put down the bat. Huh?
Yeah.
Listen, when adults talk to you, you listen to what they're saying, yeah? Why are you swinging the bat at Rocco like that?
Yes,
that was awesome.
Yes.
Everything I ever wanted.
Yes. You hit my son.
What the hell is the matter with you, animal?
What happened? Where's Hugo crying?
He hit him. He hit our son.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Mama.
Hey, you sick bastard.
Hey.
Come on.
Okay.
I mean, let's be real. Wholly uncalled for. But he did deserve it.
She used to put a tit in that kid's mouth immediately.
Don't talk to him.
I blame the kid.
He's okay.
Wow.
He's okay.
I don't blame the kid. I blame you. You don't know how to raise a kid, you two.
Don't say it in Greek. Say it in English.
Come here. Our cousin did nothing wrong. It was the other one's fault.
You're about to do it.
You need to take control of yourself.
Come on. Come on.
Oh, here we go. This is like the dividing of the families. Mm-hmm. The monk.
Pick a side.
There was nothing.
Lazy hippie.
Pig.
Hey.
Hey.
Gary.
What?
I'm so sorry.
Does he get you too?
What? Oh, easy. Are you kidding? You want to talk to my wife?
Easy.
Talk to me,
easy.
Gary.
I'm right here, man.
You want to have another beer first, Tom?
Go upstairs.
Okay? Take a walk.
Gary.
We're
going to
get some ice. We're going to get some ice on your cheek, baby.
All right? Wow. That might have been the most exhilarating 30 seconds of TV I've ever seen.
Can't help but think if the city was planned a little bit better.
If only there was a sign that said no slapping.
If there was more room for the play wiffle ball, he might not have struck out.
Yep, that's a good point.
What am I supposed to do, huh?
We should go. We should just go. Yeah. I'm so sorry, Hector.
Oh, we have nothing to apologize for, Sandy.
No, she's right. You should.
Did
I think it's time for you to leave. Party's over. What do you think?
Rocco. Come on. I'm sorry, Mom.
Dog shit party. Terrible.
Hey, that kid was going to be up next. He's very pissed.
Hey, this isn't your fault, okay? This isn't on you.
No shit.
You understand?
I feel like if you said that to him now, he does think it's kind of his fault.
It's on you, fucking pitcher. Throw him easy your balls next time.
It was you. You had my fucking babysitter had a handful of your balls when you should have been watching the game.
Wow, that was incredible.
I don't know, like, where you go from here.
I know.
So I guess Hector's going to be, like, the Mercutio or whatever of, like, this group. Like, he's going to play the arbiter of the families.
Yeah, I...
Have some coffee, Gary.
No, I don't need it.
Fuck the babysitter, Gary.
You sue that bastard. I'm going to put that maniac away.
Oh.
Bye, love. He's going to be all right, Rosie. His eye's fine. We'll just keep that ice on his cheek.
I'm going to call you a car. I get my family home fine, thank you.
What are you mad at him for?
The brat deserved it.
Are
you going to stand to the American permissiveness and the drinking.
Kula, is this your son?
This raises a number of ethical questions. At what point does a child deserve to be slapped? Like, if you were around baby Hitler, and you know people say they go back in time and kill him, what if you just slap baby Hitler?
Yeah, put him in his place.
Yeah.
This is I'm actually captivated now by this show.
Does that remind you of? Yep.
Of course, the mistress in the yard cleaning up.
I should go help her.
By the way, huge yard for New York City. Massive yard.
Yeah.
I can't believe you hit that little kid. I'm sorry, but who does that?
Connie. Listen. This thing we've been doing, please. I'm so sorry if I've been leading you on, but it's got to stop. Do you understand?
What? Not the right time, dude.
Yeah, I understand.
You made your bed. This is, like, this is, she's emotionally distraught.
But I love Aisha. Right?
I do, too.
Okay.
You don't think I do?
No, I know.
I hate what we're doing. I think it's disgusting.
Okay, so to protect Aisha, I guess we don't say anything about this, right?
Yeah, dude, come on.
Be cool about this.
So twisted. Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry, I would never want anyone to know.
You really fucking blew that.
Yeah.
Hector.
So did she.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good one. But see, the proportions of the mound. Too close to the plate.
He is a disturbed
I want to make a
man.
List of Hector, what do you call it, epithets or whatever. Idioms.
I know.
So, would you like to play wiffle ball with my penis, man?
I would like to play organized sports.
He hit a kid, and
let me make the conangulus.
With his history?
Aish.
I know, this has been the worst birthday party for you, love.
Aisha.
We'll clear this up, me and the kids.
I mean, the slap is really making people circle the wagons, though. Like, they didn't have that much going on, had a little boring life. Now they have something to talk about.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get the job.
They hired a woman. She's smart. She's
well, yeah, no. Screw them, okay?
He led with the, they hired a woman.
I don't deserve you.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg shaking in her boots.
Oh, but baby, you're such an idiot. I mean, if you told me, I would have canceled this whole
thing.
With them
and told me you were holding hands with the young girl.
What's the matter with you?
How is she going to find out? Do you think it's going to be Uma or do you think it's going to be the pictures?
I think it's Uma.
Okay.
This grease thing.
Yeah.
I'll talk to my parents. We don't have to go.
I can
do this. Oh, boy.
Like every public servant, he's just relentlessly horny.
God.
And doesn't give a shit who knows it.
God. I thought it said busting stories, building stories. He only has side pieces to get more building books.
Busting stories, the biography of Will Chamberlain.
I feel horrible that it happened in our house.
What are the kids doing doing that?
I know. They were up.
Is that what happens when you're like married with a bunch of kids? You fuck in any 30-second space that you can get.
Yeah. Yes, here's our window.
I really think that Rosie's gonna press charges.
Nah, she wouldn't do that.
Hector, why are you smoking again? Well, I had to get the taste of our babysitter's hoo-ha out of my mouth.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thanks.
That's your last cigarette. Forever.
That's like my least favorite, I think, TV and movie trope, where they make the joke out of the, oh, it's my last cigarette.
The end, yeah. Wow.
Blacklist is all new.
Yeah,
fuck.
And Blacklist asked to add to end it too.
Yeah.
Look, I'm gonna say this. I'm intrigued. I want to know what happens in the next episode.
Intrigued. I don't know. Maybe we'll do the second one at some point.
I mean, I kind of want to keep it going.
Okay.
How many more slaps do you think there are? Because there's gonna be a fight at some point. Maybe not a kid getting slapped.
So they're gonna take him to court, obviously, which we've seen in the trailer. He's like, I'm gonna crush these people. That's what Zachary Quinto says. But, I mean, that hippie family, they really have enough organization to take someone to court? That's what I'm surprised by.
Probably not.
So I guess we'll do episode 2 at some point. We'll find some free time. It's not that long. So we hope you enjoyed that. Maybe we'll get a guest in every now and then. But I'm not sure it can top the episode with the slap. But maybe it happens every episode.
Yeah, they flash back to the slap.
Well, let me read off the episode titles.
It's just the names, right?
Yeah, so let's see who they're going to go to next. They're going to go to... Let's go to the Slap Wikipedia.
You see everything from Hugo's point of view?
Yeah. Yeah. But he has, like, rationalizations for everything he's doing. Yeah. I didn't think their gardening was all that...
Was these all that records good. Weren't actually original pressings.
Yeah. These were bootleg copies. That's very unethical. All right, let's see here. Where's the episode guide? Episode. So first one's Hector. Harry is next. So okay. Zachary Quinto. Then Anouk. Who?
That's Uma Thurman.
Oh, right. Manolis. That's the father, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Connie. That would be the baby mistress.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Ooh, I shouldn't be reading all this plot stuff. Aisha. So the wife. Seven is Rosie, the mother of Hugo. And then Richie. Richie is Lucas Hedges.
Oh, hell yeah, he is.
Wow, okay, so he's the hammer episode.
Now, isn't that kind of like a little subtle that the kid Hugo was tearing up rose bushes and his mom's name is Rosie?
Oh, wow.
A little subtext
deep
to that.
Wow. Right there.
All right. I guess we'll do episode two at some point. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you're able to watch. If not, I think the audio was actually, you could listen to it pretty well.
Hopefully.
All right, for PFT and Kenjack, I'm Jeff. We will subscribe to Lights, Camera, Barstool, which you already are, apparently. We'll talk to you next time we do this.